We're pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by NFL.com analyst, also from the sideline view, Lance Zierlein. Lance, first and foremost, you're doing all the draft bios, all the analysis, the scouting reports for the players on NFL.com. Just take me through the process of having to scout and grade and come up with all the different elements that you do for those bios.
You know, my process for a single player, I'll break it down to a single player. What I'll do is, I'll go Google the player. I'll go to his bio. I'll go look at what happened in high school to give me an idea. I try to build a profile of the player, of the person. Then I'll see how he did. I'll see when he started to become a factor for that team, how much of a factor he was, what type of awards he won. Then I'll go Google news items, and I want to see, is there anything about his character that I need to know? Bad character, good character, because there's a lot of really good articles about guys as well. So I want to know that. I want to know if there's some offbeat things that are interesting. And then once I have an idea of who the player is as a person or how his career has gone up to that point, I turn the tape on and I look for myself. And so sometimes I go back to 2013, sometimes I don't. And I look at the tape. I use some StatSize data points as well to try to see if to disprove some things or prove some things to see if it matches up with what I'm seeing. And that way I feel like I've got an entire picture. You put your time in on the tape. You go look for relevant data points, and then you go get a profile of the player and the person. And then from there you go to stage two, which is understanding what the NFL norm is for a position. And is this a starting caliber player, or does he have projectable traits to be a starter with more coaching, or is he physically limited? So I think a lot of it goes into a single, you know, every player is going to take me a minimum of an hour and a half. That's just how it goes.
You've got to put how your time many in. And how many have you done to this point?
I've done about 400,
yeah,
including four punters and four kickers so far. I did that before I got to the combine, and then and I've still got 100, 120 to go when I get back.
Now, when you select which games to watch, how do you go through that part of it? Because obviously some players are going to have great games or going to have bad games. You know, do you try to look up statistically which games they
no,
do well?
No, I don't want to go in with – no, I want to – unless there's a reason I need to go see why this guy only had two catches, a wide receiver, usually I'll go look at their best competition.
Okay.
You know, and if you do this long enough, you know which teams have the best talent opposite from them. And so if it's a running back, I want to go see him against the best defenses or against the fastest defenses. And so I might look at three games against a certain level of competition. But with my film system, I can also short circuit it, and I can just say, look, I want to see every rush this running back had. And so with Tevin Coleman, for example, from Indiana,
yep.
You know, I watched every run that he had in 2000, and that's a lot of them, in 2014. And once you do that, you get a great picture of the player. For a wide receiver, Titus Davis from Central Michigan, I watch every target, whether it's incomplete, whether it's an interception, whether it's a catch. I watch every target. And so you can kind of shortcut the process there as well.
What's your take going into the draft on the Eagles' offensive line, a zone-blocking scheme, and the way that they perform? You had a couple Pro Bowl players in Jason Pierce, Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
You know, Lane Johnson, you know, made some strides after he came off the suspension. Overall, what's your take on the Eagles' offensive line?
Well, I think, you know, you just have to always continue to try to be diligent on the interior. You know, the right guard spot's been one that they're looking to really get a firm handle on. You've had Mathis and Kelce, the athletes over there on the other side. And so I think with the Eagles, it's about making sure that you've got the right depth behind these guys. I'm blanking out who the guy who came in last year and filled in, gave some tackle reps and then some guard reps.
Not Andrew Gardner.
Not Gardner, a tackle. There was a guard who came in. I'm trying to remember the backup guard who came in as well.
Tobin?
Yeah, it was Matt Tobin. It was Matt Tobin who came in. I thought he had some good reps, and then there are other times I thought he struggled a little bit. But, you know, making sure that you have the next man up scenario for the Eagles is important. But I kind of feel like it's so specialized, they know exactly what they're looking for, that I almost feel like it's easier for them than it is going to be for a team who wants to do a little power blocking, a little bit of zone. The Eagles say, this is who we are, this is how we block, and I think in that way it allows them to really pare down who they're looking at.
With that in mind, Lance, what makes a good zone blocking offensive linemen. When you scout the offensive linemen, what are the traits that fans might want to look at?
Yeah, physical traits are going to be lateral agility. It doesn't have to necessarily, a lot of times it'll manifest itself in a 40 time, but you want to see guys who move laterally quickly. Good snap to step quickness. You know, how quickly do you take that step and get up on the second level? So I think lateral quickness, I think the ability to sustain blocks is very important because you're on the move. Can you keep that guy glued to your hands or to your arm as you continue to move? So sustainability of a block. And then finally, I'd say the one that is the hardest to really get a good feel for is timing. You know, zone blocking is about timing. You get your down block to secure. When do you climb up on the linebacker? How quickly do you climb up? And sometimes you have to make adjustments during a game, so I think intelligence plays into it as well. Hey, this linebacker's a lot faster than the guys I usually do. I'm not going to spend as much time here securing that down block. I'm going to maybe put a hand on him and get right up. And other times you'll have linebackers who sit back and you say, boy, I'm going to really secure this block, and then I'll climb up. So understanding timing is a big part of being a good zone blocker as well.
Lance, as you look at this year's draft class, who are some of the offensive linemen? And we'll focus maybe on the early round guys who might be a good fit for the Eagles' zone blocking team.
Early round?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think DJ Humphreys, the tackle from Florida fits. I think Eric Flowers could fit. I think he can do a little bit of both. He's got really good feet. He just doesn't play as quickly as you think he's going to sometimes. I think Cam Irvin could actually be one of those rare hybrid players who can be, I think he could be a guard or a center for what Philadelphia likes to do. But the other thing is I think he could, you know, some zone teams are looking to get a little more physical. They still want to be able to move, but they want to win some physical battles. He's one of those rare guys that I think can move well enough in space that he could be a zone player, but he also has a little more physicality than you're used to seeing sometimes from some of the centers and then potentially, you know, guards. At some other tackles, I would say TJ Clemmings easily could be a zone scheme tackle, could play in that. In that situation, I think Lyle Collins, the tackle who I believe is a guard on the next level, I think Lyle Collins could be a zone scheme guard. You know, you don't have to look for the thinnest guys. You want to look for guys who move well, but more and more, you don't want to sacrifice all the way your physicality, because when you get in short yardage situations,
you gotta win those battles.
Yeah, and the Texans had trouble with it for a long time until they got Arian Foster, and I know the Eagles want to be able to. Hey, we want to win from the 20 to the 20, but we want to be able to win from 3 yards and in as well.
Lance Zierlein does a phenomenal job doing the scouting reports, not just NFL.com. You can also find his work on the sidelineview.com as well. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.